The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Just a reminder, I'll be in Bowie for the next Commanders game at Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards on Tesla Drive. Be there for the Commanders-Saints game.
Don't hit the eight ball in or you lose your game of pool, JP. Yeah. Just a word to the wise.
I've got a space in my basement. And
don't scratch on the
I got a space in my basement that I might get a pool table.
Very good.
I loved when I had one. Loved it. And I would just do it when I got on board.
You had it in like your smaller house, too, because you had that short stick for some of the things.
It's hard to have that much space. Yeah.
All right, we've got Coach Boudreau on now, former Caps coach, current NHL Network analyst. What's up, Coach?
What's up?
He does some alt cast, too. We're going to be doing an alt cast next Saturday.
Yeah, you want to come join us?
Do you have any tips for us for our first alt cast? We're doing it before the during the Caps Sabres game next weekend.
I'll be honest with you, Coach. It looks miserable to me.
Well, just never run out of things to talk about because you don't want dead air.
Right. I know. We've been doing this for 28 years, Coach. I get it. But they don't want you to really talk about the game because that's like play-by-play in their position, right? That's what they're supposed to do.
Make up some stories. Make it interesting.
Oh, it's not going to be interesting. We can make up stories.
We can make up stories.
But it's not going to be interesting.
You want people other than your wives to be watching.
That is true. It's a good point.
Right.
We'll see about that.
Hey, Coach, before we get into the Capitals, I'm reading a headline from The Athletic that I think it just came out like 2 or 3 hours ago. I'm just going to read it for you. Jay Woodcroft? Todd McClellan? Bruce Boudreau? 10 possible candidates to be the Blackhawks' next head coach. Would you be interested if the Blackhawks or another team during the offseason came calling for your services?
Well, yeah, I'm a coach, so I mean that's what we do. If somebody called me, then I would certainly take the call. And I mean it would always be great to get back in. I mean you like to when you're finished doing the job, you like to do it going out your way and not by somebody else telling you they don't want you. So it's it would be interesting. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. But I'd certainly take the call.
So speaking of that, how great of a hire has Coach Carbs been for the Washington Capitals? He's into year two. Year one, you know, he kind of had to find his way. Didn't have a lot of scoring. Didn't have a lot of offense. Right now, by the way, they're averaging over 4 goals per game played. They're the only team in the league with a 4 in that category. Pretty remarkable turnaround. And Coach Carbs, he's been really good since he's been here in Washington. Did you know that he was going to be this good before he was hired here?
Well, I don't think anybody knows how good anybody's going to be until they do the job. I mean, I've known Spencer for a long time. I mean, Spencer was an assistant coach in Carolina when I was the coach of the Caps. So, I mean, we'd bring them up and for training camp and go out with them and talk to them. And you knew he was sharp. You knew he was going to be well-equipped because he does his research. He does his, you know, the due diligence. He puts the work in. So you knew he was going to be a good coach. And he is. When he went to Hershey, he was a good coach. When he went to Providence, he was a good coach. He was a good assistant coach in Toronto. And there was nothing in any conversation that I ever had with him, because when he lived in Hershey, we golfed together a lot, and that would ever make me think that he wasn't going to be a good coach. So, I mean, I applaud him. I applaud the way he's brought this team together, and hopefully he can continue.
Talking to Bruce Boudreau, former Capitals coach from 2007 through 2012, how surprised are you by the start that Ovi had to the season before the injury? Maybe nothing surprises you because you coached him for 5-6 seasons. Were you surprised by the start to the season with all the goals?
Well, I mean, anybody that says they're not completely surprised is probably lying. I mean, I had a good feeling that he was going to do a lot better than the start of last year. I think he was more committed this year. And let's not forget, once things started going and he was in good shape by the middle of the season, he went on a tear the last half of last year. So I figured that he was going to, I was hoping that he would do really good, and he did. He's come out and he's the old Alex, and he's been flying. His shot has been accurate and really good. And the biggest thing, he's been derailed for about 4 weeks maybe, but I think he'll be right back there and continue and taking off from where he left off.
Coach, can Caps fans, we've played 25 games, so there's a long way to go, but based on what they're doing offensively and how they've played, there's only a few teams that have more points than the Caps right now, I think 3 or 4 teams. Can Caps fans look at this team as a legitimate Stanley Cup contender right now based on how they're playing?
Well, I mean, I think they're playing as good as any team in the league. I mean, I look at them as 4 lines deep. I think the acquisitions they've really helped this year really made them better. Do I think they can continue scoring 4 goals a game? I don't know. That's pretty tough to do. Mm-hmm. And they'll come down a lot. But if they come down in the goal scoring, I think what keeps them going is they still play good defensively. They still know how to lock up the games. They still know when they've got a lead in the third period, they're very difficult to catch. So to me, and I do a lot of TV and radio and stuff, I always say that they're a contender and don't sleep on them, that this is a team that will come up and bite you, because they are deeper. They've got depth. They don't depend on one line to do all the work. And when you've got a team that goals can come from anywhere, then all of a sudden you've got a pretty good team. And I think their defense has really improved this year. They're big, they're strong, and they got 2 good goalies. So, I mean, there's nothing that says that this shouldn't happen. I mean, a lot of people I talk to down there says it's a special group, which is great. And hopefully they can continue. There's going to be maybe a rough spot or two during the course of the season, but I've got them pegged in as a top 3 team in the Metro, not a wild card team, just a top 3 team. And when that happens, who knows what can end up.
Bruce, you touched on the 2 goalies, and when I heard the plan was going to be, well, we're going to platoon these guys, basically start them every other night, I raised an eyebrow like, I don't know, that seems kind of dicey, but it's worked between Lindgren and Thompson. You know, Thompson got picked up in the trade from the Vegas Golden Knights. So kind of an unorthodox approach. Did you ever do that in your career while you're coaching in the NHL, like basically flip-flop guys every other night? Or is that a pretty novel approach here, what Carberry's doing?
Well, I guess it's okay to do if you've got 2 good goalies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both 1 and 1A. And did I do it? Yeah, when we had Varlamov and Neuwirth, we tried to do that, but I mean, one of them always got hurt after about 5 games. So somebody would have to play 6 or 7 in a row before the other guy came back. I mean, it was the same thing in Anaheim. I had John Gibson, Freddie Anderson, but they couldn't stay healthy. So we were doing the flip-flop thing back then. But, I mean, eventually somebody ends up playing 55 and somebody plays 37. It would be – I think it's easier on the goalies, quite frankly, if you can do that. There's not as much wear and tear. And but you've got to have faith in both of them. I think the Caps have faith in both these goalies.
Coach, recently you shared a story about Ovi and curfew. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Oh, it's a long ago story, but I mean, it was just something funny that years later, I find it funny. I didn't find it funny at the time, but I mean, that when the 1 year, we had a young team that really liked to go out a lot. And so we had to keep our tabs on them every chance we had. And so George said, I want you to start calling curfew. Well, I mean, I was in my 50s at that point in time, and I'd never called curfew. I felt there were men, and then they know what their job is, and they'll take care of themselves. But he said, call curfew. So I said, okay. So, I mean, the one night, and report back, is anybody not in and everything else. So the one night, the last person I wanted out was Alex. I mean, because then when you find a guy who's out for curfew, then you have to do something about it. And in D.C., if you do something with Alex, punish him in any way, then all of a sudden... I mean, the papers are all, it's a bigger story than it needs to be anyway. So, I mean, I was trying to get a hold of him, and it was, curfew was 11 o'clock, and couldn't get a hold of him. And then I phoned Ian Anderson, who was our team services guy at the time. And I said, Ian, you got to find him. You got to find him. He's got to get a hold of me by 11 o'clock. And so at about 2 minutes to 11, phone rings, and it's on the other end, it's Alex, and he's, Coach, what? And I hear all this electric music going on, the people dancing and yelling in the background, and I just asked him one question. I said, are you in for curfew? And he says, yeah, Coach, I'm in. I said, oh, I hung up the phone and said, good, I don't have to deal with it anymore.
It's good stuff. It's a great
thing. They could have told you anything.
That's Coach Bruce Boudreau. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
All right.
Former Caps coach, buddy. 07 through 12. He was there coaching when Ovi was young.
Yeah.
And he had his 100-point seasons.
Right. Well, yeah. Like the young, I guess the guys he might be talking
they
about.
Had
like
a handful. Like Mike Green.
Mike Green out on the town. Ovi, a young, dashing, handsome Nick Backstrom. Dude. Like, yeah, those guys might have been a handful.
I knew a guy that for a period of time was handling Mike Green's finances.
Yeah.
Mike Green was a wild man. Trust me.
Anyway, thanks to Coach Boudreau. You can now watch him on the NHL Network. He's an NHL Network analyst. We're the Junkies. Be right back.